Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our focus today is crime reduction in Fontana and Mount Baldy. Both are in District 1. Well, San Bernardino County had three Planned Parenthood centers, one in San Bernardino, Victorville, and Upland. Victorville is in District 1, and Fontana also is in District 1, and it will be the fourth. The Fontana City Council voted to put a moratorium on its construction until July 23rd of this year. On that same day, they started building it. Many citizens opposed it with rallies and marches, while others protested for it. Because of a state law that went into effect last January, construction of this controversial new Planned Parenthood facility is being allowed to proceed in Fontana. It's located on the corner of Sierra and San Bernardino Avenues, expected to be completed in 2026. And the reason for this is in 2024, Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 2085 into law, which streamlines the permit process in areas already zoned for commercial and medical facilities. The bill's author, Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan, a Democrat in Orinda, said in a news release that the legislation was a direct response to the situation in Fontana and other cities. So, Father, we lift up Fontana before you. We know that many of us are pro-life and prefer and believe that what some of the things that Planned Parenthood operates and provides is the abortion pill or an actual physical abortion. And we know that at the moment, only San Bernardino's Planned Parenthood performs the physical ones, but all of them provide the abortion pill, which even today is being addressed on whether or not it's safe for those taking it, and because of the repercussions many of the women have experienced from it. Even the way it's the process is done, where they just hand it to them and leave them to go and take care of business. They don't even watch over them. So, Lord, we know that you care for people. You care for babies. You care when people are killing babies. And so, Lord, we pray that this particular Planned Parenthood, that there would be enough protests and marches and lack of funds, just complications in putting it together, that they will not be able to prosper. We also pray, Father, that the other group, the Assure Pregnancy Clinic, will explode with people coming there to be able to have free exams and free ultrasounds. And when they see the baby's heartbeat or even the baby, that they would think twice and look at their other options besides abortion and keep their child. We pray, God, that the Mount Fontana, we thank you that the recently Fontana PD seized 40,000 fentanyl pills and 20 pounds of methamphetamine, but that also means that we need to pray that they will continue to seize any drugs. We pray for protection around the city of Fontana and specifically over the gangs who are part of the operation of this, besides others. We pray, God, that that money would be stopped, seized, that there would not be able to get the pills or meth or create it, deliver it, distribute it, whatever, in the city of Fontana. And if there is any there right now, we pray the police are able to see needles in haystacks. Citizens would make comments, and they'd be able to seize all of it. The overall crime is C-minus due to the 14% theft. We pray both of those would improve. Mount Baldy, at the highest part of it is at 10,000 feet. In May, a man threatened and attacked hikers, and he was living in an abandoned shack. We pray for all the small communities, small homes that can be vandalized, burglarized, and it has a crime grade of D- because of the very high theft of 30% and 6% burglary, because of the many places that are hard to find, and they're in the backwoods, off the beaten path. Not a lot of law and enforcement way up there at all times, or not easy access to these locations, and thieves take advantage of it. So, Father, we pray that their crime grade would improve and their theft and burglary would go down in Jesus' mighty name. We claim these two cities for your kingdom. Amen.